Hi, today I have Chris Loop, CTO WeatherBug, with me. Chris, introduce yourself for our viewers.
How's it going, Ashish? This is Chris Loop, and I'm with WeatherBug. I'm CTO here, and I'm sitting here today with Justin Deering and Alex Nickel, and we're going to talk a little bit about some work that we're doing on with Silverlight, with maps on our website. We're doing some pretty cool things to allow for simple development, not just on our website, but with Windows Phone 7.
Fantastic. So let's talk to Justin.
All right.
Justin, introduce yourself for our viewers, and then let's see what you have been up to these days.
My name is Justin Deering, and I'm the Director of Software Engineering for our consumer products here at WeatherBug. And lately I've been working with my engineering team on using Silverlight and Bing Maps on our website and developing an interactive mapping control.
Fantastic. And as I understand, I think you actually started on Bing Maps very early on, you know, and using the Silverlight control.
Yeah, we were part of the CTP for the Bing Maps Silverlight control. And so we've been investigating that since it was in beta.
And is it up on production on your website now? Or?
It's currently not. It's going live with our new redesign of our website this summer. So it should be out in the next couple of months.
So can you elaborate more for our viewers, you know, how is it benefiting you? Like, what are the goodness that came out of using Bing Maps and Silverlight control? Like was it like technologically better or functionally better? What are the benefits you're getting out of it?
Oh, we've gotten some worldwide coverage, better maps across the entire world that Bing has provided. Also, we've been able to, from a technology development, we went from a kind of a static map control where we just had static maps around the world, where now we're going to provide an interactive experience similar to what you see on maps.bing.com. And we're going to overlay our, weather data on top of that, or radar, or satellite information, station selection, where you can select a weather station and all that good stuff.
And this is for consumers as well as for...
For our consumer sites and as well, we're going to take this same Silverlight control and we're going to use it in our other products, like our professional products for agriculture and energy and other areas like that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So that is great, Justin. Now, I understand you also have an offering for Windows Mobile and now Windows Phone 7.
Right. We're currently working on developing our application for Windows Phone 7. One of the really exciting things about the Bing Maps with Silverlight control is we can use that on our Windows Phone 7 platform as well. So we can take the same code and use that on the Windows Phone 7 side. And I have Alex Nickel here, who is developing our Windows Phone 7 application.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Yeah, introduce yourself for our viewers.
I'm Alex. I've been working on mobile products here at WeatherBug, everything from Android to Windows Mobile, Windows Phone 7, and everything in between. The Bing Map was really exciting for me because one of the hard things about these apps is writing the map control. It's, super intensive. It can be hard to optimize, and for me not to have to worry about that was really great. I basically built the project, put the DLL in the Windows Phone project, and bam, I had a map. I didn't have to really do anything, and I got it for free.
So is this the same DLL that Justin is using in his website, like in the website product?
Yeah, it's the exact same control. I didn't have to do too many modifications to it, and it kind of just worked out of the box. It was pretty nice.
So you now actually have the same experience that your users have on the website carried on the phone.
Yeah. And we actually spend tons of time on these maps to get them right on all the different platforms. I mean, the Windows Mobile 6 app that we wrote, the map was definitely tricky, getting all the layers right and the controls right, and... it was nice to have someone else worry about that for once.
that's fantastic. So, Alex, would it be possible to show that application for our viewers?
Yeah, I think Andy's going to give us a little shot of, I think it was our first round prototype, so it probably won't be anything like what you'll see, but it's a little snapshot.
Fantastic.
Bye.